podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Several Cochrane reviews explore the potential benefits of exercise for different conditions. Dorothy Forbes from the Faculty of Nursing at the University of Alberta, Canada, describes the December 2013 update of a review looking at the effects of exercise for people with dementia.
In the coming decades, with the aging of the population, the number of people living with dementia will rise dramatically. This will decrease the quality of life for these people and increase the burden on family caregivers, community care, and residential care services. As a first approach, guidelines currently recommend the exploration of behavioral and psychological interventions before starting pharmacological interventions. Exercise is among the lifestyle approaches that has been identified as a strategy for treating the symptoms of dementia or delaying its progression, and our updated review explores this topic, finding some evidence of benefit. We defined exercise as planned, structured, and repetitive movement to improve or maintain one or more components of physical fitness, and included randomized trials in which older people diagnosed with dementia were allocated to exercise programs or to control groups. These control groups included usual care or social contact and activities. Our aim was to investigate the effects on cognition, activities of daily living, behavior, depression, and delaying mortality. Secondary outcomes related to the family caregivers included the burden on them, quality of life and mortality, and use of healthcare services. The earlier version of the review was published in 2008. This update now includes 16 trials with nearly 1,000 participants. However, the required data from three trials and some of the data from a fourth trial were not published and weren't available to us. There are many differences between the included trials in the type and severity of dementia and the type, duration, and frequency of exercise. For example, exercise programs range from twice a week to daily, lasted 20 minutes to 75 minutes per session, and were held over periods of 2 weeks to 12 months. Exercises were combinations of aerobic, strength, and balance. Only two trials included participants living at home. The remainder were living in nursing homes or psychiatric facilities. Our meta-analysis of eight trials suggested that exercise programs may have a significant impact on improving cognitive functioning. However, there was substantial heterogeneity between trials, most of which we were unable to explain. We repeated the analysis, omitting one trial, an outlier, that included only participants with moderate or severe dementia, which reduced the heterogeneity and produced an overall result that was no longer statistically significant. Among our other findings, there was no significant effect of exercise on challenging behaviors or depression. There was a significant effect of exercise programs on the ability of persons with dementia to perform activities of daily living, but there was also considerable unexplained statistical heterogeneity in this meta-analysis. This means that there is a need for caution in interpreting the findings. No trials reported adverse events related to the exercise program. We also found that the burden experienced by informal caregivers providing care in the home may be reduced when they supervise the participation of the family member with dementia in an exercise program. We could not examine the other outcomes we would have liked to have studied, quality of life, mortality, and healthcare costs, because the appropriate data were not reported or the identified trials did not examine these outcomes. Based on our findings, healthcare providers should feel confident in promoting physical activity for people with dementia. Slowing cognitive decline and maintaining independence in activities of daily living will have important benefits for people with dementia and for their caregivers. It might also delay the need for them to move into long-term care settings. Further research is needed to allow a closer look at which types of exercise programs, at what frequency and duration, are most beneficial for specific types and severity of dementia. Only then will we have the evidence needed to develop best practice guidelines that would be useful to healthcare providers and informal caregivers who work with people with dementia in both institutional and community settings.
To read the full findings of Dorothy's review and to watch her future updates as more research becomes available, visit the Cochrane Library at www.thecochranelibrary.com.